right, we heard from Ben Roethlisberger. Now it is time for Agree to Disagree. Here's Bob and Mike.
You didn't get suspended for a game?
Not yet.
Me neither. So you are watching Agree to Disagree, the show with the motto,
I'm right.
He's wrong. Okay, statement number one. You a little jet lagged from Monday Night Football? I know I am. It's a little slow on the uptake, slower than normal. Statement number one. Okay, let's get serious now. Baltimore will be tougher because of Cincinnati.
I'm going to agree. And full disclosure, I have to admit, when the schedule came out, I realized that the Steelers would be playing Baltimore after Cincinnati in the second half of the season. But I did not factor in the kind of games that sometimes develop when the Steelers and Bengals get on the same field. And this past experience reminded me how physically demanding 60 minutes of Paul Brown Stadium can sometimes become. It's the dreaded short week. And, boy, I can't imagine there's a whole lot left in the tank. Going to have to do some fast replenishing and get ready for another 15 rounds against a team that will be every bit as intent as the Bengals were on giving the Steelers a couple black eyes.
Inflict some punishment. You know, I have to admit, for a change, you are right. And so I'm going to agree with you and agree with the statement. And let me just add to what you said. In addition to as what Mike Tomlin calls it, the normal bumps and bruises associated with playing, there were actually some injuries. And, lost a little bit in the Ryan Shazier situation was the fact that Tyler Matakevich also injured his shoulder. We don't know it as of right now whether he's going to be able to play or not. And so you're looking at an inside linebacker spot that is down to, in terms of people who have been here more than 15 minutes, Vince Williams and L.J. Fort only. Okay, statement number two, Ben, Brown, and Bell are enough.
Yeah, and I think what we've seen of late is that when all three play well together, the Steelers' offense is formidable. When that happens, it doesn't matter as much what Martavis Bryant does. It doesn't matter as much what Eli Rogers does, where they can supplement the main guys. We didn't see that much in the first part of the season, Labs. It was one of them having a great game. Lately, they've all been kind of on the same page. And I think if the defense can get a little healthy, which I believe it will, and play as well as I think it can, yeah, those three are going to be a tough matchup for any team they meet in the postseason.
I'm going to mildly disagree with the statement, and I guess that means I mildly disagree with you too. But I do agree with the fact that when those three guys are playing well, that is enough.
For Ben, it might be as simple as read the defense and decide whether to hand it to Le'Veon Bell or throw it to Antonio Brown.
But let me just say that I don't think that it's fair or reasonable to expect that those guys bring their A game every single week moving forward, being that they are human beings and not robots. And the other thing is, I do believe that, you know, at some other point, you're going to need some of these other guys to step up and make some contributions, if not significant contributions over the course of an entire game, then significant contributions in certain situations. So I'm with you on the basic parameters of what you're saying, but I don't want to lose track of some of those other guys you mentioned, and the other guy that you got to mention, the fourth member of the Killer Bees, the Ringo Starr of the group, Chris Boswell. Let's never forget him.
Except he's actually good at what he does.
Well, I understand that.
For the group.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
But
Ringo, the drummer.
Oh, okay. I thought we were back talking.
Ringo
about
is not the drumming with was not the drumming with Boswell is the kicker.
Okay, but he was a part of the.
Agree or disagree?
Agree, but he was part of a very significant.
He loves
group
me.
Of four.
Yeah.
No, I don't. No. Back to you, Missy.
We all get sidetracked sometimes, you know?
It happens. Who mildly disagrees? I got to mildly disagree because I'm really not sure and I'm going to namby-pamby around it some more. Come on, Labs. Yeah. Disagree.
Strongly disagree. Just
it's
throw
Ravens
it out there,
week.
Man.
Yeah.
That's right.
Have some authority.
Get a little edge, a little attitude.
Get a little physical. All right.
Isn't that Olivia Newton-John?
Yes.
Okay, good one. Staying with the two.
Every now and then, one of those synapses fires upstairs, you know?
All right, we've officially overdone our time here.
You think?
Yeah.
I think we're just getting started.
Oh, I don't know about that, Pursuta. I don't know about that.
There'll be more, maybe not right this instant.
Yes.
There will be more.
All right. Thanks for joining us today for Wolf and Mike. Yes. I'm Missy. We'll see you tomorrow for Coordinator Thursday at 4 p.m. Have a great night, everybody.